Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Kelly Vlahos is here. Kelly is executive editor at the American Conservative. She's a national security, foreign policy, civil liberties, and domestic politics expert. She's been writing about these things for a long time. Spent a number of years with FoxNews.com and out of the Washington area. And she's here to talk to us about a topic that you've heard us talk about on the show before. And I just think we can't talk about it enough. Kelly Vlahos, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you back. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes, exactly.
Vlahos, well, the name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. So, Kelly, one of the things that I've been worried about, and I started thinking about this in February, March, when I saw what the governors and the mayors gearing up. Not so much the national level, but especially the local and state level, gearing up to issue orders they call it, and it really started bothering me about that. And then they started identifying essential and non-essential. And for the record, Kelly, when they asked me if I was essential or non-essential, I said I'm neither. I'm non-compliant. But early on, and I mean early in April, one of my employees brought me a sheet of paper from her daughter, who worked for a home improvement kind of company, and that company had given her papers to carry with her. We had just started hearing about essential and non-essential. She was carrying papers, and that paper from her company was to be presented to any authority who stopped her. And it would say that she was an essential employee, and it was okay for her to travel. And I'm going to tell you something, Kelly.
Oh,
that made me want to go to the streets. That made me want to take a hostage.
Yeah.
That really drove me crazy to think. And here's what was worse. This child was carrying it around like it was okay, like it was not a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing, Kelly?
Well, I feel your fear, honestly, because I do think when you have 40 million people out of work, there is a desperation out there to get back to work. And I feel that Americans will do whatever they have to and whatever they're told to get back to work. And so if the government, whether it be at the state or federal level, God forbid, starts issuing passports, immunity papers, certificates, licenses, whatever they want to call it, whatever euphemism they want to call it, most people will take them up on it because they got to get back to work and put food on the table. But what abuses will it invite at that point? Because once you give an inch, you know this better than anybody else.
Yeah.
They'll take dark.
That's right. Well, and see, especially when we have these governors. One of the things I pointed out early on, months ago, was that adversity doesn't the wise man said adversity doesn't create character, it reveals it. But what he didn't continue to say is it also reveals lack of character. And you and I were identifying governors and mayors who were being demagogues 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, but now that the rest of the world is reopening and they're still reticent. They're still withholding their, withdrawing their orders, so to speak. They're being exposed as being demagogues and having a lack of character. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree, and I think we can't let I don't think we can let employers off the hook either, because you will start to see employers use the same tactics. Well, if you want to work, you have to go through this rigmarole.
Yeah.
Reading up on some things before coming on the show, and they already have employers who are people are making their employees go through fever tests and other diagnostics before they.
But you know what? You know where that's coming from. That's coming from the from the trial bar and the insurance, the liability side. That's where that's coming from.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. So we don't know how far this could go, but you know, unfortunately, the science isn't there. So if they start issuing so-called immunity papers or passports, licenses, what have you, based on, say, your antibodies, and you go and get a test for your antibodies, that science is not conclusive yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already talking
about immunity
papers based on science that's not there, which is
dangerous. That's exactly right. And folks, we've got to look – we've got to look around the world, and I'm going to get Kelly to report to us on what's happening in other parts of the world. And we need to watch for that, folks, because, folks, we have something called the Constitution here. Every state has one, and we have our immortal, secular red-letter Constitution, our beloved Constitution of the United States, with all of our rights there and our liberty. We're going to get Kelly Vlahos to report on that after the break. I'm Jim Blessingame, 2012. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.